Syracuse Common Counselors have voted down a plan to fine property owners who don't shovel their sidewalks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that doesn't mean it's the end of the story.
While lawmakers resoundingly voted down the idea of a $50 fine for snow shoveling slackers, they admit there is still a problem. And Councillor Kathleen Joy, one of seven lawmakers who voted against the plan, thinks this whole debate could ultimately lead to more action.
I think it has really stimulated the conversation on this. So we'll have a committee meeting. Maybe it's through Helen Hudson's committee with DPW. Get all of those creative ideas and come up with a solution. It could be anything. We don't know at this point.
Councillor Bob Daugherty, who put together the proposal because of concerns over the safety of school children walking in the streets, says some of the ideas he's heard in the wake of debate could have merit. For example, licensing teens to shovel walks.
I think people are afraid to not, you know, to open the door to strangers, but if somebody had a tag on, you know, with their picture and a stamp or whatever it would take on that to say that I'm a registered shoveler, I think that's something that could help.
And if nothing else, Daugherty says simply talk of a fine has gotten some shovels moving.
Well, there's a couple of chronic offenders that all of a sudden they shoveled.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.